Wagoner, St. Helena, California, October 20th, 1900. Dear brother, I have received and read your letter. I understand the situation. This was the reason why I was so anxious that you should come to Australia. But somehow my plan was defeated. My heart is deeply moved as the situation in the great city of London is presented to me. It pains me to think that a different mold is not being given to the work in Europe. Where there are one or two men struggling and wrestling to carry forward the different branches of the cause, there should be hundreds of men at work, that a fitting representation of the work for this time may be given. There should be no fewer than 100 men at work in the city of London. The Lord marks the neglect of this work, and by there will be a heavy account to settle. My soul is stirred within me. Night after night I am unable to sleep past 1 o'clock. I am deeply distressed as I look on the American field all over and see how little is being done and how few plans are being laid for the home and foreign field. The Lord has a work to be done, and there are to be changes, decided changes, made throughout America. Our conferences are not doing a 20th part of the aggressive work they should do. In California, our people are not doing what they might do. The work should be far in advance of where it is. I have sore heartache as I think of the work in England, Switzerland, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. Matters must not be left where they are. I desire to meet and counsel with you, Brother Prescott, and others who may come from Europe to attend the conference. The plans laid for the work in the European field have not been broad enough. I have been wondering what I can do to advance the work. I have thought of my book on Christian temperance, which is now nearly ready for publication. If the publishers will donate the work, I will give, for the advancement of the work in Europe, the royalties on all copies of the book sold in the European field. In regard to the conference, I am now of opinion that it should be held at Battle Creek. Come what will, I shall go to Battle Creek, though I have not yet made this known. I must go. I have dreaded this much, but I wish to meet Dr. Kellogg. If I can see him and talk with him, I do not think he will feel, as he has done, that I am his enemy. I shall be able to get accommodation in the sanitarium at Battle Creek. Dr. Kellogg will do for me as he would for his mother were she living. So I now expect to attend the conference, not in Oakland, but in Battle Creek, for that is the only place where it can be conveniently held. I shall not now be able to write all I wish to write. One thing I know, there cannot be a greater mistake made than to set young men, however capable and talented they may be, at work in our churches. Send them out as canvassing evangelists to places where the people have never heard the truth. Let them develop. Thus Christ sent his disciples forth to prepare them for work, and thus ministers will have to be prepared for work in our time. To send young men with untried, untested ability from church to church to be criticized is the worst school in which they can be placed. Let them begin their work as wrestlers. Let their wages be such that they will appreciate the value of money and learn to live economically. For years I have been shown that the best way to educate ministers is to send them out as canvassers. In their work, they will meet with opportunities to read and sing and pray with people who are seeking for light. Thus they will be able to sow seeds of truth. Let young men and women take our books on healthful living and go out among the people, doing their utmost to advance the work of health reform. There are many in the world who are anxious to know more in regard to these principles. In our work, we do not reach the standard that we should. God has said that a work should be done to reach the class represented as in the highways. Those known as moderate drinkers are to be labored for. They can be reached. With faith unfeigned, we are to work for them. The truth is to be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. Men of all trades are to be convicted and converted. The Lord will work with young men who will be wrestlers, who will prove by their example that it is possible to be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. What we need is men who will serve the Lord with full purpose of heart. Men who will use to His glory the ability entrusted to them. By continual practice, they will grow in true dignity, which the Lord desires all His workers to possess. I must now close this short letter. I awakened at 2 o'clock. It is yet early. Nothing is stirring but the mice. I hope to be able to send you something more before we meet in conference. Be of good courage, for a discouraged man is not able to accomplish the work for this time.